I'm Khaki Walton. Checking on the arts is made possible by contributing listeners and the Memphis Symphony Orchestra. Germantown Community Theater presents the final production of its 41st season. It's Ruthless, and that opens tonight and runs through June the 2nd. It's being directed by Michael Dugan, and it's a story of a daughter who would literally kill for a part and her split-personality mother and conniving grandmother. The split-personality mother and conniving grandmother join me in the studio this morning, along with Michael Dugan, who is returning to Checking on the Arts after an absence of way too much time.
It's been a long time.
It has been a very long time. So you still do theater every now and again, but you've been actually in the medical field for the past, 6 years or something?
Actually, more like 7 or 8 years.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
This is actually the first show that I've worked on directing or acting-wise in over 11 years.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
But this is something that you've done before. It's one of your favorites, and really and truly, camp is your forte. And
right.
So you couldn't turn down the chance to direct this
right.
again.
Right. I was invited to come to town and direct Ruthless, and I said, well, let me see if my schedule will allow it, and I was able to work it out, and so here we are.
Oh, my goodness. So you've actually been working in pediatric ICU?
Neonatal intensive care, yes. Yeah.
Bless your heart. Just before we get into the show, what made you decide to make that career change?
Well, it's a long process, but I decided that I needed to I wanted to do something where I could make a difference in people's lives.
Right.
And I went to nursing school, and I thought I was going to be the emergency room kind of nurse where, you know, with blood and guts and just working in that. And I got into my pediatric rotation, and I had an instructor who put me into a clinical in a neonatal intensive care unit, and I said, that's it. That's what I'm going to do.
Oh, so, good for you.
So
don't you feel so, I mean, at the end of the day, you know you made a difference.
I do.
That's
and,
wonderful.
You know, you don't just have your baby that you're taking care of, but you have the whole family unit.
Yeah.
And it's really nice. I enjoy it.
Well, this is a nice change of pace for you
it
for
a
few
months.
It is a
very nice change of pace.
And this is a show you know so well. You did it at Theater Memphis, and you directed it at Circuit Playhouse, right?
Yeah, I think the first time it was at Theater Memphis in 96.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did it again in Circuit Playhouse in 2002.
Well, I'm glad that you're back. And that somebody twisted
Thank
your
you
arm.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
Well, you have a terrific cast. Kim Justice is playing Judy Denmark.
Yes.
And you're the mother of little Tina.
I am.
Little Tina, who I guess we could say is kind of a showbiz version of the Bad Seed, maybe?
Oh, I'd say that's exactly what she is.
And then we have Sally Stover, who is Lita Encore, and she's your adoptive mom and a theater critic.
She is that.
I get to be the person who says all the really unpleasant things about musical theater, and I don't know if this is a spoiler, but how great is it for me to get to stand on stage and sing a song whose lyrics include, I hate musicals.
And she sings it so well.
I hate musicals. Yeah,
well, you've got to kind of, are you channeling Ethel Merman in this book?
No, I'm creating an entirely new character.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the plot, and I don't know who wants to take this, Michael or who, but I mean, if you like spoofs like of Broadway musicals and old movies, you're going to love this show.
Absolutely. So the first act is roughly based on the movie The Bad Seed.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second act takes all about Eve, and we do a parody of that. And in between, there's a throw-in of Auntie Mame and Gypsy and Chorus Line, anything you can think of. It's just all kind of thrown in there. Mommy Dearest. And they've parodied those movies and added songs to them. And you have this fabulous musical. If you think about the old Carol Burnett shows,
uh-huh.
when they would do the spoofs of movies like Went with the Wind or The Stomach Turns, that kind of thing, you're kind of thinking along the lines of what we're doing in Ruthless.
Now, y'all brought up something interesting. When you were first having your first read-through for this show, you had one of your old scripts, Kim had a new script, and all of a sudden something wasn't jiving. Mm-hmm. What happened? It's been reworked?
Yes. The writers of the show, as they have been producing it over the years, they decided to rework the script.
From writing back and forth with the author, I understand that in different productions, they would say, oh my gosh, wouldn't it be funny if we did such and such? And wouldn't it be funny if we did that? And so they've just taken all those bits from over the years and made it into the new script.
I think that's great. I mean, there's nothing wrong with tweaking it over the years.
No,
if you think
no.
of something funny, add it.
Right, exactly.
I think that's awesome. So tell us a little bit about your character, Kim.
Well, Judy, her first song is called Tina's Mother. That's what life is all about. It's about being Tina's mother. And because Tina is the perfect 8-year-old.
Really?
Absolutely. And that's what her life revolves around, is this perfect child.
This perfect child who stardom is there.
Mm-hmm.
She's had a normal childhood.
Well, no. Well, she has to, yes. Yes.
And Judy, I think, really enjoys that Tina is her blood daughter, because Judy is adopted. So she really didn't have a stable family life as a child. And it's all very fuzzy and hazy about where she came from. And she has this mother, played by Sally, who is a theater critic, but she doesn't know much about her past, and it's kind of bothered her. And then we find out later some things, and so then she learns out who she really is.
Is that when you say this line that I just love? What is it? I'm talented. God help me, I'm talented.
It can't be true. I feel so cheap and dirty.
So I don't know how much of the plot we want to give away. I mean, I know people have seen it before. This is going to be a different show since they've tweaked it a little bit. But do we want to, because there are identities,
Well, we have a card in the lobby when you leave the theater that says, the plot of this show is very exciting. We please ask that you do not reveal anything to your friends.
Okay. So we're doing an interview about the show, but we just can't reveal anything.
That's right.
Right. We can tell you there's lots of surprises and fun revelations and some pretty funny sight gags and jokes.
Well, besides Sally and besides Kim, who is in your cast, you've got to get the perfect person to play Tina.
Yes, and we had extensive auditions for that, and it was very difficult to decide in my mind who exactly I wanted and that sort of thing. But then I had this young lady come in and audition. Her name is Sydney Bell, and I said, "Oh, there she is!"
Yeah, thank goodness I found her.
Yeah, there's our Tina.
It's as if a triangle was in the room and it went ding.
Well, besides Tina, who else is in your cast?
So Wesley Barnes is in it, and he plays Sylvia St. Croix.
The mysterious talent agent.
And then we have Renee Davis, Braum.
Braim.
Is it
Braum? Oh, my gosh.
No, is it Braim?
It's B-R-A-M-E.
Okay.
Renee B-R-A-M-E. We all love Renee. What is she, the teacher? What is her role?
No, she is Louise Lerman, who is, I guess we can
she's
tell this.
Nemesis.
She's Tina's nemesis. And Tina really wants the lead in the school musical Pippi in Tahiti, and she auditions for it. And I guess we can give this much. She doesn't get cast.
Tina doesn't get cast.
No. She gets cast as Pippi's dog Puddles.
Pippi's heroic dog Puddles.
Exactly. And Louise Lerman is actually the child played by Renee, who gets cast as Pippi, and Tina's not very happy about that.
She better watch her back then, I guess.
I guess that would be good
advice.
Good
way of putting it.
Yeah. And then we have the lovely and talented Julie Reinbold, who's playing Miss Thorne.
Mm-hmm.
She actually plays two parts. She plays Miss Thorne in the first act, who is the teacher who wrote Pippi in Tahiti and is directing the show. And then in the second act, she comes back as Emily Block, who is a New York reporter mm-hmm. who's writing a story. Renee plays two parts. Renee in Act Two plays the character Eve.
Oh, say that again.
Eve.
This is a show that kids can come to, which I love. You think?
You know what?
I would say PG-13.
Yeah,
PG-13.
It's PG-13. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's some language.
Oh, gotcha.
There's not a lot of language, but it's surprising when the language pops up. It's only once or twice.
Right.
But there's, you know, there's a, it's a, you know, we can't just blanketly say we can't just blanketly say it's not there.
Okay.
Because there is some.
Okay, so there are a few words. But other than that, you know, it's just a fun show for everybody.
It's very fun, yes. Mm-hmm.
So you'll be laughing and laughing and laughing, and people that are movie fans and fans of Broadway musicals are going to get those in-jokes, and it's going to be really hilarious.
Absolutely, yes.
So, Sally, there we go. We're sharing mics this morning. we're deficient one mic. Uh-huh. So, honey, I mean, I know, this is a role so perfect for you, I think. I don't know.
I'm trying to figure out exactly how to say this. It's Michael. I don't do a whole lot of shows, and because, you know, it's a time-consuming thing. And mm-hmm. But I actually called Michael and said, Michael, I will play the sofa. I love Michael and worked with Michael, we won't say how long ago, on a show, and just had the best time of my life. And so I said, can I come play, please? Oh.
And let me tell you right now, she plays one heck of a sofa.
It is, yes. Yes.
It's a beautiful sofa.
It's a beautiful sofa. It's kind of a Barker Lounge thing. But anyway, yeah, so just having a great time. An incredibly talented cast. Julie Reinbold, actually, she's the drama teacher at Ridgeway High School, yes? And taught my daughter, Elizabeth, at one point. Well, who knew Miss Julie had pipes like that?
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. So there's some incredible voices mm-hmm. and talent on the stage.
So when you guys got together and did that first read-through, I mean, was just the fun right there from the very beginning?
Tears yes. of joy.
And something else I really want to mention is that we are in a space at Germantown Community Theater, which is small. Mm-hmm. And when you do a musical there, you're usually limited to maybe, you know, a piano, or sometimes you sing along with tracks, mm-hmm. Which there's nothing wrong with that whatsoever.
Right.
But I really wanted to do the whole orchestra, because the show is written for four instruments. Well, you have two pianos, you have a bass player, and then you have a percussionist who plays 25 different things. And I really wanted to keep that intact, because I think the music is also another character in this show. Mm-hmm. And we have been able to do that. So we have a full orchestra for Ruthless.
Oh, that's great.
Led by the magnificent Matt McClure.
He's amazing. Yeah.
And the whole band is wonderful.
Yes, they are.
And the lyrics to these songs are so funny. They're mm-hmm. so good.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some very clever lyrics. Yeah.
Because I think that when it won a drama desk or something for lyrics and got nominated for everything that year,
it
came out
yes.
in 1992.
Yes.
Yeah. It's just super fun.
It's great.
A good time. It is a good time.
And this is one of those fun shows that you can just let it all hang out and just over the top and...
Over the top, Khaki.
There's no such thing?
Over the top in a Michael Dugan show? Oh, what are you thinking?
Give me more.
Yeah, the line, if you look behind you, you will see the line, because we have crossed it.
Well, I'm excited. It opens tonight, and it runs through June the 2nd. And if you've seen Ruthless, come see this production, because it is a little bit different. And this is the kind of show that people want to come back and see over and over again. I mean, there's just always something else new that you can find, and it's funny. It's something that you want to see more than once.
It's fresh every night. I never get tired of watching. I was telling the cast last night, I said, I never get tired of watching this show, because there's always something different.
Yeah.
About it.
Well, I don't know. But Wesley Barnes is playing a woman in this show. Isn't that new? Or...
Wesley, you'll have to call in. Is that new?
Wesley is spectacular in this show.
Very funny. Yeah.
Well, I read that because they were going to cast the female role as a female, and then I guess a precedent was set when an actor came in and auditioned for the original show, and he was so good, they went, well, we're just keeping him, and now it's kind of a tradition.
They rewrote it for a man's voice because of him.
That's awesome. Well, I can't wait to see Wesley. I can't wait to see you guys on stage at Germantown Community Theater.
It's great fun.
Ruthless. Mm. We're looking forward to it. Oh, for tickets, you can call the box office at Germantown Community Theater. That number is 937-3023. And you can also get tickets online. That's gctcomeplay.org. Did I do that right?
No.
Is that right? Let me look at my press
release.
That's
right. Yeah.
Okay. 937-3023, and you can go to gctcomeplay.org to get your tickets online. So don't miss it. Germantown Community Theater closing out their 41st season with Ruthless, starring Kim Justice and Sally Stover, and directed by Michael Dugan, and they've all been my guests this morning.
And I understand the opening night tonight is like sold out.
Sold.
So
oh, really?
If you are looking for tickets, it's not a very long run. We're going to have full houses. Get them now.
Get them now. 937-3023.
We'll pack those seats, honey. I'm excited about it. And I'm so glad you're back in town, if even for a brief time.
It's so Michael good to
Dugan.
See you.
It's so good to see
you. Very glad to be here.
Well, thanks all of you for getting up early in the morning and coming out to talk to me. I really appreciate
I'm
it.
I'm going back to nap.
Okay, do that very thing. You've got to be fresh for tonight's performance
oh, we
in
will
front
be.
Of a packed house. All right, Michael Dugan, Kim Justice, Sally Stover, thanks again.